Okay. All right, so we were discussing the tell me a person who shecht in kachim with a long knife, right? He's standing outside of the Beit HaMikdash. We're not sure if he touched the kachim. So if he says, no, I'm absolutely certain I didn't touch the kachim, then the shechit is kasher b'dieved. Or if he's not around, but someone else is there to inform us he didn't touch the kachim, then again, the shechita would be kasher b'dieved. This shouldn't be allowed with chachila. Maybe he'll come to touch it, but k'vir gad b'dieved. Tosfos asks, well, again, why do I need him to affirm that he didn't touch the kachim? Or why do I need someone else there to be mashgiach that he didn't touch the kachim? Either way, it should be kasher b'dieved anyway, because we have a rule, safek tuma versus harabim is tahar. Anytime you have a safek with regards to hilchos tuma v'tara, and the Rishus HaRabim takes place in a public atmosphere, even though there's no rhyme or reason to that, it's just Xeris HaKosta from Sota, then it would be Tahar. So even if I don't have anyone here confirming that he didn't touch the Kachim, it should be Tahar anyway, because of Safek Tuma, Rishus HaRabim Tahar. That's how we resolve Spekos and Tuma V'Tahar. Again, we said yesterday, Spekos and Isav Heter, Safek Deraisa L'Chumra, Safek Derabana L'Kula, by Dine Mamadis, it's Hamotime Chavera, all of Haraya. You want to take my money, you better bring proof. You have the burden of proof. And we don't say, mi safek, I have to give it to you, safek deraisa l'chumra. And Hilchos Tuma V'Tahara is a third way of resolving sfekos. Not safek deraisa l'chumra, not hamotzi mechaveir ov araya, but rather safek tuma b'shus harabim is tahar, safek tuma b'shus hayachid is tamei. So here, even if we don't have anybody who witnessed what took place, it should be safek tuma b'shus harabim would be tahar. So the shechita should be kasher b'dieved anyway, even if there's nobody confirming it or no one else was watching it. That's Tosfos' answer. Tosfos' question. And Tosfos answers that the only time we say Safek Tumah B'Shus HaRabim is Tahar is when there, it's a Safek Hashoko. It's, both possibilities are equally likable, likely. But if there's a probability leaning in one direction or the other, that resolves the Safek. And here, the likelihood is that you touch the Kachim. How easy is it to Shech Kachim without touching it? So since there's a raglayim ledavar, then Tosfos says we say safek tuma b'shus. Here we would be metameid unless you have someone else confirming you didn't touch the kachim. Even though safek tuma b'shus harabim is tahar, not when you have a rov. And Tosfos had a proof to that from the Gemara Masechtas Pesachim, a whole story that we went through yesterday. And the Ramban disagrees. The Ramban says that the only time you needed the rule of safek tuma B'shus HaRabim Tahar is when there is a rove, when there is a likelihood that you're Tameh. Because if there's no likelihood that you're Tameh, then we would just say, Hamid Tahar Al Ches Koso. Everyone has a chazak of being Tahar. Right? You start off being Tahar, everyone's born in life pure and innocent. Right? And then it's a chazak of being Tahar. A previously established status which projects forward until we absolutely know otherwise. So if you have a previously established status of being Tahar, why do I need a rule of Safek Tumah B'Shus HaRabim Tahar? Either way, you were Tahar beforehand. You have a Chezkas Tahara. Says the Ramban, the only time we needed a rule of Safek Tumah B'Shus HaRabim is Tahar, to override a rove, a likelihood that you're Tameh. If it would just be a Safek Hashoko, it would just be, both possibilities or both options are equally likely. So they just say, Hemet Tahar Al Ches Koso. You were Tahar before, you're presumably Tahar now. Why do I need a Safek Tumah B'Shus HaRabim is Tahar? It's only to overcome a likelihood that you became Tameh. So Ramban disagrees with Tosfos. I believe Tosfos would argue that, and as we'll see, it's a stira in Tosfos and throughout Shas. When do we say Safek Tumah B'Shus HaRabim is Tahar? Is that only if you have a chazakah that you were previously Tahar? Or is that even if you don't have a chazakah that you were previously Tahar? See, look at Tosfos and Masechtas Sota. Says like the Ramban. I'm sorry. Yes, Tosfos and Masechtas Sota. No, Tosfos here says like the Ramban. Actually, that Testament off. If I return to Testament Bays, I'm sorry, Testament Bays. No. Tyson and Saita. Sorry. Tyson and Saita. Look, Isaiah. Frack Tyson and Saita. We'll come back to Tyson's Testament Bays. Keep it open. Says Tyson, Tema, Lamai Istri Chilgasa. Why do I need a special Lachalamashimi Sinai of Suffolk? Tumba, which is Harabim is Tahar. Lema hemet tahar al kas koso. Everybody has a chazaka of being tahar. That's like the Ramban. We only say something to him which is around tahar when there's a chazaka. So the Ramban said, I only need it to overcome a rove that you probably became tamei. But Tosis therefore asked, why do I need the whole rule in the first place? By every suffik hashoko, if it's a regular suffik. So just say, well, we rely on the chazaka. That you have a previous right to have kosher food, I presume it's kosher. So I know otherwise. So why do I need a rule? Oh, if I find kosher food, it's kosher. Of course it's kosher. That's called chazak. Why do I need a rule to derive from sight the suffix tumor, which is a rabbi star? V'achiyama behed yinami reish misech this nida. The Rav Shimon gamri wa misafik tumor, which is a rabbi, v'ami rabbanu, hachi hashta, hasam gavu, b'ches kistara, kama safkale. The guy is tahar. So it says Taisvis, no, we needed the rule. The Eshloimer, Ilav Ilkasa, the Garmini, Bishus Haram Tar, Avamina Stira, the Naka Crow, Lo, Dibar Kasavel, Bahayva, who had done the whole Suffolk Tumma. If it weren't for this rule of Suffolk Tumma, Bishus Haram Tar, I would have said all Suffolk Tummas are Tame. Meaning all the rule of Suffolk Tumma, Bishus Haram Tar is coming to tell us is don't say Suffolk Tumma Lachumra. If were not for the rule of Suffolk Tumah Shazaram Tahar, I would have said every Suffolk Tumah is like a Suffolk Day Rise to the Chumrah, and every Suffolk Tumah is Tameh. The whole rule of Suffolk Tumah B'Shus Harabim Tahar is just teaching me, rely on the Chazaka. That's it. But what you see, and don't say every Suffolk Tumah is Tameh. But what do you see from the Taisis? You see like the Ramban, that the rule of Suffolk Tumah B'Shus Harabim is Tahar is only in a situation with the Chazaka. So what do I need the whole rule in the first place? The Taisis kvetch. Well, you need the rule because I would have said all suffik tum is tummy. The Rabban says, no, I'll tell you why you needed the rule. You needed the rule to tell me, to teach me, even in an instance where there's a rive, there's a likelihood that you became tummy. And when there's a likelihood that overrides the previously established status of a chazaka, not when it comes to tumma vatara, suffik tumma b'shus harabim is tar. So this Taisis in a certain sense is like the Ramban. However, Taisis over here in Chulin perhaps could help us understand our Tosfos. Because look at Tosfos' testament base. We're not going to see the whole Tosfos now. But three lines up in the narrow lines, says Tosfos, V'yei Shloimar, D'misoyte gaminu l'tahir b'shus harabim hekadaleka chazaka l'tara. Sovei tum b'shus harabim tara applies even if there's no previously established status that he was tar. Ki ahi, where do you have such a case? You have the case in the following. This is a case, if you ever learned Mishnah's Nida or something, this comes up all the time. Of a guy who goes into a mikvah. Mikvah shenimded v'nim tzachoser. Most stories that begin, guy goes into a mikvah, never ends well, but all right. Guy goes into a mikvah, and they later measure the mikvah, and it's turned out that it's less than 40 sah, than the proper amount that it's supposed to have. So what do I say to the guy? Are you tameh or are you tahar? Well, I'd say he has a chazaka of being tameh, right? He was tameh beforehand. Okay, you're tameh. But wait a minute, the mikveh had a chazaka of being malay, right? Whoever built the mikveh probably did so properly. So now the mikveh is chaser, but I don't know when it became chaser. It might have become chaser before he went to the mikveh, it might have become chaser after he went to the mikveh. There's evaporation constantly in mikvahs, that's why you always have to refill them. Mikvahs are always going chaser, even if it has no leaks. Oh, if it has a leak, it's a puzzle. But if it has no leaks, there's evaporation constantly. If you own a pool, you know this. Water is constantly evaporating. So you always have to refill it. I mean, you wouldn't think it happens that quickly, but it does. So we don't know when it became chaser. So I said, well, the mikveh was once malay. So we'll say, the mikveh was malay. You were probably tahar. You went into a kosher mikveh. But wait a minute. If we don't know what happened, the guy's a chazak of being tamei. He has a previously established status of being tamei. That's why he's going to the mikveh in the first place. So we don't really have any chazaka here. And yet the Gemara applies the rule, safek tumah b'shus harabim is tahar. If this took place, and it was just harabim, the suffix, then we could be metaherit. So it says, Taisus, the Yeshroim, and we say, the Gaminu Latar, Bishus Haram, Hechad, the Lekka Chazaka Latar, okay, he did mikvah, Shanim did, and him's a chaser. A mikvah which is measured and found to be missing, the Lekka Chazaka Latar. There is no Chazaka that the mikvah was tahar. The Imishum Hemet mikvah, Becheska Shalem, let's say the mikvah was constructed and, made properly, other Abba Hemet Tamayan Cheskaso. Then against that, discounting that, we have the fact that he was tummy at the beginning. Umetayer Reb Shimon b'shus harabim. Reb Shimon is metayer b'shus harabim. Shimon the gamina misoita. So we derive from soita even when there's no chazaka beforehand. So if that's the case, Taisus would disagree with the Ramban. The Ramban says the only time we needed something to b'shus harabim tahar is to teach me that we override, we overlook even a row of a likelihood that we became tummy that you touched the kachim. We still have the rule of something to b'shus harabim tahar. Because if not, then when do I need the whole rule in the first place? You have most people were tahar to begin with. Taisus will say, no, we need the rule of Safik Tumah v'Shus HaRam Tahor, even if you weren't Tahor in the first place. Even if you were Tameh previously, like a guy who was going into the mikvah, nonetheless, and he was Tameh beforehand, nonetheless, we would still say Safik Tumah v'Shus HaRabim is Tahor. So Taisus will hold that even applies where there was no Chazakah of Tahara. The Ramban probably holds like Taisus and Saita, that the whole rule only applies if there was a Chazakah of Tahara. Okay, but for the Ramban, we're back to square one. Right? Let's go back to the main problem we were dealing with. What is the Taisus question? Taisus question is, why do I need a guy to affirm he didn't touch the kajim when he was tummy? Why do I need someone else watching over there, right? Acherim Oimdim Agabav. The Shechit is kosher, but we have the rule. Safik Tumah v'Shus HaRabim is Tahor. So Taisus said, well, there's a likelihood you touched it. The Ramban says, even so, we say Safik Tumah v'Shus HaRabim is Tahor. So what's the answer to the question? Why do I need him to affirm he didn't touch it, Barili? Why do I need someone else watching over it and tell me he didn't touch it? Either way, Safik Tumah v'Shus HaRabim is Tahor. Even though there's a likelihood that you're Tameh, that's exactly what we need the rule. Safik Tumah v'Shus HaRabim is Tahor. So Ramban gives a different answer. Look over here in the Ramban, in the back of the sheet from yesterday, Oz Gimel. Two lines from the bottom, he says, Velesa, El She'ena Kushya Klum. There's no Kashya to begin with. Dibimugdashim b'chi haigavna lav b'safek tuma daininan, dabo shimur d'chsiv mishmeres chumosai. Because here, the Pasuk says, mishmeres chumosai, you have to be careful that the Kashya doesn't become Tameh. El Tara Shia Bari lo she'en tahurin v'im lav osalak rivan. What did he say there? He said, Velesa, again. Ain't a kusha klum, there's no kasha, it's a klutz kasha. You're calling Taisus kasha a klutz kasha. Not do I have a teretz, I'm going to tell you why a kasha is nishkin kasha. Because this is not a halach of tumah v'tahara, says the Ramban. The Easter to be metame kodshim is a halach of Easter v'heter. Meaning, what do we do with those gray areas that are overlapping between tumah v'tahara and Easter v'heter? How do we view them? Do we view them as tumah v'tahara, because the Easter is not to be metame the object? Or do we view it as Issa v'heter? Because Lamaisa, it's an Easter to be Matame, this item. It's an Easter to be Matame Kachim. So says the Rambam, why would you apply the rule of Safik Tumah b'Shus HaRabim Tahor when the issue is one of Issa v'heter? You're not allowed to be Matame Kachim. That's Issa v'heter. We should have said Safik D'Iraisa L'Chumra in a Safik. So you need someone here to tell me, no, I didn't touch it. Or someone else watching over, no, he didn't touch it. Otherwise, he would have said, Safik D'Iraisa L'Chumra. This doesn't belong in Tumah V'Tahara. This belongs in Yerodea. In Issa V'Heter, you're not allowed to be Matame an object. And Taisus obviously feels that this belongs not in Yerodea, Issa V'Heter, this belongs in Hilchos Tumah V'Tahara. If I had to compare it to anything, I would compare it to the following Shaila. Chevra, what do you say about this? Kohen is not allowed to become Tame. Even though all of our Kohanim are Tameim, you're not allowed to come in contact with the mace again. But you have many situations that a Kohen... No, we have no Kohanim here, right? No, right. Oh, you vase me. All right. Take him out. Oh, yeah, yeah. All right.
Sorry, you wasn't here for the
Kohanim
last year. So
oh, Kohen Medical? You're not going to medical school.
Oh,
Chas V'Shalom. Why
Chas V'Shalom? I hate it a lot.
All right, that's your problem. So what about flying on an airplane? To Ben Gurion Airport, which flies over sometimes the Cholon Cemetery. Or, we don't know, sometimes it does, sometimes it doesn't. Depends on flight patterns and whether it's night or during the day, blah, 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 blah. Or what about JFK? There's a cemetery right around JFK. Or maybe I'm flying over the United States, who knows? There might be a cemetery underneath. What's a chatzitza? The plane? The plane is moving. So the Mishnah says himself as a halos. Oil zorik is not considered to be an oil. So, and the plane is metal. Plane accepts tumah and then transmits it to the guy, zaps him as he's sitting in a seat. Or let's say he walks into a hospital. There might be a guy who just redlined, you know, flatlined, right? I don't know. Happens all the time in hospitals. So I'll say, no, it's no problem. All these situations, don't be so frum. Why? Savik tumah b'shus harabim is tahar. Oh, Gevaldik. Why don't we say that? Do we say that? We don't say that. Maybe we do. Minchas Chinuch raises that shaila. Yes, no. What about a guy who walks into the Makom HaMikdash? Now it was Lamaisa, you know, in theory, now it could be Lamaisa. All the Gedolim in Eretz Yisrael say a person should not go into the Har HaBayis, but of course it's become very popular in our times. Fine. We spoke about that once, not recently, but all right. So, but I don't know if I'm Tameh. I might become Tameh. I might be. Who knows if I'm Tameh? So what do you say? So it's a Safek. But it's Bishus Harabim. Do we say Savik to him? Bishus Harabim to when it comes to B.S. Mikdash. Walking on the Makom HaMikdash, which is still Kaddish Ad Hayom HaZeh. The Rabbi feels it's not Kaddish. We don't pass like the Rabbi, but it is Kaddish. So you have to be Tahar. So what if it's a Safik? Do we say Savik to him? Bishus Harabim Tahar? Or do we say Savik Dairai Selechomra? Where does Hilchos Tumas Kahanim appear? In Yoredea. Right near Avelos. Right after Shatnez and all the Issa v'Heter, Mutter, Aser. Yeah, but it hinges upon Tumah v'Tahara. So how do we view this? Do we view it as Tumah v'Tahara? Or do we view it as Issa v'Heter? That's a subject that Minchas Chinuch has. So I think that that's what the Ramban and Tosfos are arguing about. According to the Ramban, the Issa to be Metameh Kodshim should be treated as Issa v'Heter. Because it's an Iser, Mishmeres Trumosai. Don't be Matame the Truma or Kachem, according to Tosfos, but it hinges upon Tumah v'Tahara. So it should be treated first. The Iser is a function of the Tumah v'Tahara. So first we should treat it as an issue of Tumah v'Tahara. Then you'll tell me whether or not we have an Iser v'Heter. L'mashal, there's an Iser in the Torah of Lois Sigzo. How come when I walk over to you and I say, you have money in my pocket that belongs to me, we don't say, and you say, I don't know, maybe I do, maybe I don't. Why don't you say something that writes to the Chorma? We said, no, by Dine Mamanus, we say, Amotze Mechaver Ovaraya. Why? So Shimon Shkop explains to the Shari Yosha, because we're dealing with Dine Mamanus, first we resolve the monetary issue. Then I'll get to the religious issue of Lois Sigzo. Lois Sigzo is a function of who the money belongs to. That's determined with other rules of Amotze Mechaver Ovaraya. So over here, the East of a Heter is a kind of not allowed to become Tummy, but that itself hinges on Tumah. So first let's resolve the Tumah issue, then we'll get to the East of a Heter. So Taisa says, we say Suffolk Tumor, which is a Rav Tar, with regards to this is being Metamei Kodshim. Maybe he would say the same thing with regards to Tumas Kahanin. And the Ramban would argue this the way we possibly, at least with regards to Tumas Kahanin, that we don't say Suffolk Tumor, which is a Rav Tar. Why? Because fundamentally, even though it is one of Tumah V'Tahara, it depends on Tumah V'Tahara, it is an Iser V'Heter. It's either Aser or Mutter. And that's where Ramban argues here too. This is one of Issa v'Heter, Dvi Metamei Kodshim. Even though it hinges on Tumah v'Tahara, it's really an issue of Issa v'Heter. That's why we don't say the rule of Tamei Tumah v'Shus Aram Tahar. We would have said, a guy Shech's Kodshim was Tamei, maybe he violated an Issa, maybe he didn't. How do I know? You need an aide there. He has to testify. What happened? You have to have someone else watching. Otherwise, we would have said, Sofik Dei Raisa L'Chumra. No one's going to say, Sofik Tumah v'Shus Aram Tahar. The same way we wouldn't say it by Tumas Kahanim. Reb Chaim Moizer addresses this suffix also. The Minchas Chinuch raises it. Reb Chaim Moizer raises this issue. And then he quotes from Reb Chaim, who thinks that it depends. I'm linking all issues that span two halachim of, two areas of halacha. Should we view it primarily as a religious issue or monetary issue? Right, you could have the same thing by tztaka, or you could have the same thing by any issue, pidyon haben, that involves money, and involves halacha, involves issa v'heter. Do we view it as a monetary halacha, or do we view it as a religious halacha, right? Safik pidyon haben, do I say amotze mechaver ovaraya, or do I say safik deraisa l'chumra? I say, I'm not sure I was poed to pidyon haben. How do we treat it? Do we treat it like dine mamonos? Do we treat it like issa v'heter, because it touches on both? Maybe it's a little bit more tied into safik tumah b'shus harabim tahar, safik tumah b'shus hayachid tameh. How does that work? So Reb Chaim Moizer suggests that there's two ways of viewing that. When we say Savik Tumah B'Shus HaRabim, Savik Tumah B'Shus HaYachid, let's say Tameh, are we saying that it probably became Tameh if it's in a private domain, and it probably did not become Tameh if it's in a public domain? Or are we saying we don't really care what happened, this is the way we're going to adjudicate this matter, we're going to act in a doubtful situation, and if it became Tameh, we're not saying it actually became Tameh. We're saying we're declaring it Tameh from here and forward. Here to after, right? What's the nature of the Tumah? Some generic Tumah called Tumah B'Shus HaYachid. But it's not that I'm actually able to reconstruct what actually took place. It's not like Savik Tumah B'Shus HaYachid tells me you probably touched the Tumah, right? You probably touched the Kachim. And if it happened in a public domain, you probably didn't touch it. No, that's not what it means. That's how Rov works, right? That's how Chazaka works. If it's a likelihood that it happened, it probably did happen. If you had a previously, you know, established status, it probably didn't change. Here we're saying we don't really care what happened. If it's Tameh, you're in a Rishus HaYachid, you're Tameh. What's the nature of the Tumah? Some generic Tumah. If it was in a Rishus HaRabim, you're Tahar, and we don't really care what happened. Or do we say, no, these rules really indicate to us what happened. There's some, even though we don't understand it, it's not logical to us, we wouldn't have said it on our own. The Xeris HaKosav teaches me this is probably what happened, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu through his infinite wisdom is teaching us. So look, Reb Chaim Moser raises this suffix in the name of Reb Chaim Brisker. Says Reb Chaim Moser over here, I say, he was a contemporary Reb Chaim. Says the Yesh Lachor Savik Tumah B'Shus Hayochid, the Asa Cost of Savik Kavadai. When the Torah says you have Savik Tumah B'Shus Hayochid, it's you know, it's like a Vadai. Im Hu B'Torah's Birur, is that telling me what actually happened? V'Gzeres Hakosev Shanu Omim Shama Ora Hisha Zinso Shanoga B'Tumah B'Sveiko Kavadai. Do we say you probably did touch it? Hanukaguva Etzimatuma. If that's the case, so then. This issue of a Tameh B'Mukdashim, we would say Safek, right? If that's the case, then a Kohen, we would apply Safek Tumah B'Shus HaYachid Tameh, and Safek Tumah B'Shus HaRabim Tar, because if it's Safek Tumah B'Shus HaYachid Tameh, you probably is a mace here. Don't go. If there's Safek Tumah B'Shus HaYachid is Tahar, there's probably not a mace here, and it's fine. If this doesn't teach me what happened, it's just a way of resolving Sveikos, what does it have to do with Tumas Kehanim? Tumas Kehanim has nothing to do with Tumah V'Tahar. It has to do with coming in contact with a mace. This doesn't tell me what happened. So he says, Hanukkah Guv V'Etzim HaTumah K'Shar Dinei Yatar K'mar Ruba V'Chazakim Evar Amitas HaDavar. This tell me what happened, then it should apply to Tumas Kehanim. It should apply to Bias Mikdash, because it's telling me, if there's a suffix here, if you're not sure if he became Tumah, you probably did. Or you probably didn't. Al Etzim HaRabba Poh Rach Din Nifrod V'Tumah Nifredes B'Fnei Atzma. We skipped it. In the third line. Osha ain't a birur klal. Maybe this is not a birur at all. It doesn't teach me at all what happened. It doesn't tell me what happened. Did nifra v'tumah nifredes. It's a separate generic tumah. Even though, could be you never became tamei. The halacha renders you heretofore as tamei. So then, what difference does it have to do with B.S. Mikdash? What difference does it have to do with the Tumas Kahanim? You didn't come in contact with a mace, so I'm not violating Kedushas Beis HaMikdash, Kedushas Harabais. I didn't come in contact with a mace, so I didn't violate Kedushas Kahuna. These rules have nothing to do with Isur V'Heter. They're only vis-a-vis Tumah V'Tahar, because it doesn't tell me what happened. Isur V'Heter depends on what happened. Isur V'Heter does not depend on the status of being Tumah or Tahar. It depends on what happened. And these rules don't teach me what happened. Maybe that's what the suffix depends upon. So Titus here says, Savik Tumah B'Shus HaRabim Tar, because Savik Tumah B'Shus HaRabim Tar will tell me this didn't happen. And the Ramban says, what are you applying those rules for? Those rules have nothing to do with what actually happened. It doesn't tell me if you actually touched the Kachim. This is an Isur V'Heter. Did you touch it? Didn't you touch it? If you didn't touch it, even though we're going to say Savik Tumah B'Shus HaRabim Tar, Savik Tumah B'Shus HaYachid Tameh, it's irrelevant to what actually happened. Those are just a way of resolving Sveikos. When it comes to Tumah V'Tahar, but it doesn't actually teach me what happened, so it should be irrelevant to Isur V'Heter. What will be a nafka mina here? So one might be this, right? The area of Tumas V'Metame Kachim. Taisus views that if Tzavik Tumah B'Shus HaYachid Tameh, Tzavik Tumah B'Shus HaRabim Tahar tells me what happened, we should resolve this suffix with those rules. If it doesn't teach me what happened, the Ramban says, what does this have to do with Isur V'Heter? Where's another case of Isur V'Heter? Which would depend on, you know, how we view these two rules, would be, can you walk into the Beis HaMikdash if you're Safek Tumah B'Shus HaYachid Tameh? If that tells me I probably became Tameh, then I can't walk into the Beis HaMikdash. If that doesn't tell me anything, right, about what happened, it just labels me as Tameh, because that's how we resolve Sveikos and Isur, you know, Tilchus Tumah, I could walk into the Beis HaMikdash. That's not an Isur. I didn't come in contact with the mace and then walk in the Beis HaMikdash. Maybe I never came in contact with the mace at all. The rules of Tavi Tumah should say, Yachid Tameh, it has nothing to do with that. So we said the Ramban holds it's just like a generic thing. It doesn't resolve Sveikos and Isur V'Heter. It doesn't tell me what happened. Tosfos holds it tells me what happened. So I think you see, Tosfos L'Shitoso, why Reb Chaim points this out. Look over here. Says the Ramban, Perek Yud Aleph of Hilchos Shgagas Halacha Vav. This is like the Ramban. Says the Ramban. Mi shahayu lefanav shnei shvilin. What are shnei shvilin? Everyone, you know what shnei shvilin are? Two paths. Two paths. Life has two paths. Echa tamei v'echa tahor. Oh, Ray, I know if you know saying before from here. Halach b'rishon because of a halach b'sheni. You walked on one, then you walked on the other. So you certainly became tamei. Ube'esh halach b'sheni shachosh halach b'rishon. You went on one, then you went on the other. And now when we met on tumah zuv v'nichlas hamikdash achol kodesh chayev, you certainly became tamei. You walked to the base hamikdash yichayev. V'afal pish lo haisel lo b'tchilo yediya gemur l'tumah mikdash yediya. Fine. Halach b'rishon. Now look at the end of the third line. V'nichlas l'mikdash. One. I went on one path. Not I went on both. One and not the other. Maybe I'm tamei, maybe I'm not. Meaning I know there's someone. We were on a trip. We buried a dead guy on one of the paths. We don't remember who, right? The Sherpa. We don't remember who, right? Everest, right? There's people buried. As you walk Mount Everest, people buried the whole thing. So fine. I don't know. We don't know. The Sherpa remembers. We went on one. We don't remember. I don't know. So, and then I walk into the Makom HaMikdash, right? After Nepal, I go to... group is going to Israel. And CSY hasn't made that yet. Right? I'm sure they'll come up with that next. After Kol in 10th grade, they'll have a trip to Nepal. And then we'll all come for Tisha B'Av to the Kotel Plaza. Fine. We'll climb Mount Everest. So, am I allowed to walk on the Makom HaMikdash? No, obviously not. Safek Tumah B'Shus HaYachid is Tameh. What if I did it? So did I violate Kedushas Harabayas, Kedushas Beis HaMikdash? What was the source of my tumah? Safek tumah, Rishus HaYachid Tameh. I don't know which path I went on, but either way, I was alone. There wasn't a Rishus HaRabim there. So Safek tumah, Rishus HaYachid Tameh. They're going to label me as Tameh. Can I walk in the Makom HaMikdash? Says the Rambam, Potter, Mipneishu Safek tumah. Ah, what happened to Safek tumah, Rishus HaYachid Tameh? Says the Rambam, that has nothing to do with B.S. Mikdash. Safek tumah b'shus hayachid tameh tells me I'm tameh, but it doesn't tell me that I actually came in contact with the mace, so I won't make it usher for me to walk onto the Har HaBayis. So says Reb Chaim Moizer, in the name of Reb Chaim, you see from this Rambam, it's a generic tumah, a way of resolving tumah b'tara, but doesn't tell me what happened. Bechever, look over here on the sheet from today. Similar situation. Says the Gemara Maseches Nazir, the following. Nitzanim Adav. Shnei Nazirim. I have two Nazirim. And again, one became Tamei, not the other. I don't know which one. Shamalahan Echad Ra'isi Echad Mikem. They're twins. I can't tell the difference. I saw one came in contact with a maze. I don't remember which one. Shamalahan Echad Ra'isi Echad Mikem Shanitma. Or fell, you know, the cadaver fell between you. One of them touched one of you, didn't touch the other. I don't know which one. But anyway, they're Ezim Mikem. They both, right, they bring one carbon tumah, one carbon tahara, meaning one carbon of the tumas naziras, megalkin, they both shave, and they both bring one carbon tumah, one carbon tahara, omer, and they make a condition. Im ani hu tameh carbon tumah shali, the carbon tahara shalcha. Im ani hu tahar carbon tahara shali, carbon tumah shalcha. You make a condition. In fact, the Gemara on the fourth line, how many people are here? How many people are here? The two Nazirim and the guy who saw what happened. How many people is that? Three. That's not Yichud for Sota, so that would be Rishus HaRabim here. You don't need 600,000 people when it comes to this issue. This is three people. It's not Yichud for Sota. That's Rishus HaRabim. That's when the Pasuk says, V'hi lo nitma'a, as we discussed yesterday. So it says, the Gemara over here, the fourth line, Katani Shnei Nazirim, Shamu Hamarich Yechem Mikem. Shinit Me'eni Yodei Ezim Mikem V'amai. Havalei Savik Tumah, Rishus HaRabim. Why is anybody bringing any karbanos? I don't know who became Tameh. Say, Safek Tumah, B'Shus HaRabim, is Tahar. Amar Rabba Barav Huna, Ba'omer Ra'isi, Tumah Shenizrika Beinechem. No, I'm not there. The guy, the witness isn't there. I see from a window this happened all the way down the street. Ah, so I'm not with you, Ba'isa Maimed. So then it's really just the two of you. That's a B'Shus HaYachid. We say, Safek Tumah, B'Shus HaYachid is Tameh. All right. So what do? We bring a carbon on condition. If I am the one who became tummy, the carbon's mine. If you're the one who became tummy, the carbon's yours. Frektoisvis. Both should bring carbonos. Right? Why? Because there's a suffix here. Maybe you became tummy. Maybe I became tummy. What's the rule when it comes to suffix tumor b'shus hayachid? Suffix tumor b'shus hayachid is tummy. I'm tummy and you're tummy. We should both bring in carbonos. That's Tais's question. Another should be Megaleach for both. Omer Meirachok, to have a Savik Tumah B'Shus HaYachid in Tomar, and can you have a Echad Carbon Tumah Vandai? The Kol Savik Tumah B'Shus HaYachid, Sarfin Aleh Truma. We burn the truma and the koa. The nazir should be megaleach. He should have to shave and bring a carbon. So Reb Chaim says that kasha only makes sense according to Tosis that Shafik Tumah Shusayachet Tameh tells me what happened. Oh, if it tells me what happened, then a nazir violated his nazirus. If Shafik Tumah Shusayachet, all it means is we're labeling you with a generic tumah. We have no idea what happened. This rule is totally non, you know, it doesn't make intuitive sense here. It's exeris hakasuv. So then we say, okay, but you know what, you're tamei. Why would a nazir be megaleach? A nazir would only be megaleach. He only violated his kedushas nazirus if the subic tumah b'shusayach tamei tells me what happened. Ah, so Taisa says, then both of you came in contact with the maize. Both of you should shave. And it makes perfect sense because how does Taisa answer? Says Taisus, "V'yishlama to go gemir misoita odavar she'efshar lihios kisota." It has to be something that's possible. It's not possible that both became tamei. What's that? Why does it have to be possible? The answer is because according to Taisus, these rules are telling me what happened. If it's not possible that both became tamei, then we don't apply the rule of sabik tumah b'shusayachet tamei. Sabik tumah b'shusayachet tamei tells me what happened, so it has to be something that's actually possible. According to the Rambam, it doesn't have to be anything that's actually possible. And according to the Rambam, this would not make another be megaleach because this is not telling me what happened. Look at Reb Chaim. Says Reb Chaim over here, our space answering this Taisus kasha. Mashma the after havi k'rishusayachet v'sabik tumah b'shusayachet tamei mikomokom pater abiyas mikdash. It doesn't tell me what happened, so there's no Isser B'yas Mikdash, as the Rambam told us. And then he quotes in the Behu Adim B'Nazir, Shenitma B'Savik Tumash Shusayochet, the Eino Megaleach. I don't know what happened. All I know is we label you as Tummy generically, artificially, superficially. The Nazir Megaleach, B'yas Mikdash, Chadinahu. So that's why he says on the fourth line, Lefi Shitas HaRambam, Ein Tzrich L'Masha Chidshu B'Tosvos. I don't need it to say what Tosa said in Nazir, the Kol Davish and Yachol Lios Kesota Einanu Lameidim Misafik Sota. It has to be something that's actually possible. Ki Imdal Safik Tuma Einan Nazir Megaleach. Because there is no shaving for Safik Tuma Rishus Hayachi, because it doesn't tell me what happened. So what would we say? Okay, it's a regular old Safik. So we bring a carbon, but we do it on condition. If it's me, then it's me. If it's you, then it's you. But we don't say Zavik Tumah Rishus Hayachid here, because first of all, Nazir wouldn't be Megaleach for Zavik Tumah Rishus Hayachid, it doesn't tell me what happened, and the question doesn't get off the ground. Taisvis holds, no, this does tell me what happened. Ooh, so let's apply the rule and say both of you should be Megaleach, because it tells me what happened. You both came in contact with Tamei Meis. Taisvis says, that's not possible. Only one of you became Tamei. And these rules actually tell me what happened. So getting back to our thing over here. So it says, Taisus, if Safik Tumah B'Shus HaYochid Tamei tells me you actually came in contact with the Kachim, if Safik Tumah B'Shus HaRam Tar tells me you probably did not come in contact with the Kachim, that doesn't only apply to Hilchos Tumah B'Tarah, that applies to Issa V'Hetter too, so that should relate to Psuei HaMikdashim. In fact, Taisus, why do I need you? They are affirming you didn't touch the Kachim. Say Safik Tumah B'Shus HaRam Tar, which will tell me you didn't touch the Kachim. And the Ramban says, what are you applying these rules? These rules don't tell me what happened. All this does is a generic way of arbitrating sfeikos, of negotiating a suffik and tumah. So the Rambam says, this rule has nothing to do with this situation. Suffik, tumah, b'shus, harabim, tar. That doesn't tell me what happened. It's artificial, superficial. Ah, like the Rambam shita. Another thing, migalea, for suffik, tumah, b'shus, hayachit, tumah. It doesn't tell me what happened. It's nothing to do with this v'heter. Just tell me whether you're tumah or you're tahar. So that won't tell me if you touch the kachim while you're tumah. That's why a person has to be there. If it's a suffix derash l'chomer, you have to have a person there telling you. You didn't touch it. A person is saying you did touch it. All right, chevra. Yeah. Let's go on to the Gemara. Here we go. So what happened over here? The Gemara says you have a tamei who shecht and kachim. The shkita is kasha b'di'evet. If you have someone there who tells you what happened, they didn't touch the kachim. All right. So the Gemara asks in the second line from the bottom. Over here, yveiz and mebeiz. Hai tamei de'idma b'mai. What did you become tamei with? Ilema de idme b'meis. If you became tamei with a tumas meis, b'chalal cherev amirachmano, cherev areu kecholal. What does that mean? That's the rule. The pasuk says b'chalal cherev over meis of etzim of adam of a kaver. That if I touch a meis, let's say the what am I making? I say a phone is a meis, right? Better than making a sitter a meis. Tumah to begin with, right? So I have, the phone is a mace. If I touch the mace, so The Gemara tells us in Bava Kamma, the Beis Mebeis, Tumah, as it gets transferred from one item to the next, goes down one Madrega each time. An Av makes a Rishon makes a Sheni, Sheni, Shlishi, for Truma, Truma, Rishi, Ravi, for Kachin. Chalal, but there's a rule, Xeris HaKasiv, that if I have a utensil touches a mace or an Ava Tumah, doesn't go down one Madrega, retains the initial intensity of the tumah of the original object. So if you have a mace here, I touch the mace, I become an avatuma. If I'm in the oil with the mace, I become an avatuma. If there's a utensil here, that utensil conducts, view it like electricity, conducts the tumah directly to me. So if I, let's say, we would be outside, we wouldn't be in the same mace, in the same ohel. And I take a knife, and I touch the mace, the knife becomes an avi avos atuma. And then I become an avatuma, just like as if I touched the mace myself. So it goes down in intensity when it's transferred to me, but not through the medium of the kli. That's called a cherev harehu kechoa. The cherev is like the cadaver itself. And that's based on exeris hakasa, b'chalal cherev over mace, v'etzim adam over kaver. Well, it could have just said, b'chalal ha-mace. Why does it have to say cherev there? Why is the sword relevant? The answer is the sword conducts the tumah, doesn't drop at all. So over here, I'm the tameh. How did I become tameh? I touch the mace. I grab a sword. Now, what is the sword? I'm an avatuma. The sword doesn't become a rishon. The sword remains an av. Now I shek the kudshim inside of the Beis HaMikdash like this. So even if I don't touch the kudshim, even if I don't touch it, I have someone there watching me, this became an avatuma, and now touches the kudshim. The kudshim became a rishon, the tumah, even though I didn't touch it. So if he became tummy with a mace, but chalal cherev amarachman, a cherev areyu kuchalal. This is an av, because I'm an av, I touched her, I just came back from the Levaya. I'm an av. This becomes an av, and now this touches the mace, the kachem became a rishon, cherev areyu kuchalal. Avhu, gutmuyu, le sakin, vaza sakin, vatimisa le basa. The sakin is going to be metami the basa. Ella, says the Gemara, the itma besheretz. Mazbi, you became tummy with a tumma sheretz. The Ibai say, so what happens if I became tummy with the sheretz? So then, right, I went to the locust party over there. So I became tummy with the sheretz. What am I now? The sheretz is an av. What am I? A rishon. What is the sword? A sheni. So that sword can't become a sheni. And there's no, right, so other than Kalim can only be an av or a rishon. The sword can't become a sheni, the tumah stops there. So if I touch the sheretz, I became a rishon. When I touch the sword can't become a sheni, a kli can never become a sheni. And therefore, the tumah stops there. And we don't apply cherev harehu kechalal by tumah sheretz. That's only by tumah meis. Because the pasuk says, b'chalal cherev over meis, so v'etzem adam over kaver. Okay, el de'idme b'sheretz. V'bay se'ima, says Gemara, li'olam de'idme b'beis. Maybe you became tummy with the tumas meis. We could go in shabada kromish okana. What did I use to shech? Not a knife. I used a flat piece of wood or reed. Wow, that's talented, but okay. Flat wood is not makabel tuma. Kagon shabada be kromish okana with a reed. V'shachet bo nashechta with this, because the part of the brisa says the sign of a kol shechtim. You can shecht with anything. Bein b'tzoror, bein b'zechuches, bein b'kromish okana. We even discuss using the nail of an animal. You rip, you know, have a. You can shecht with almost anything. So a rock, a piece of glass, or a kromish okana, a flat piece of wood. So maybe I shecht, maybe I touched the mace. I came back from the Levaya. I'm an avatuma. I touched the knife. The knife should have been a chalal cherev, you know, that it's conducts the tumah, and this should also become an av, and that would make the kachem into a rishon. No. Because this is not a kabel tumah at all. Why? It's a flat. Pshute kliyets are not a kabel tumah. It has to have a base keyboard. It has to have some, it has to be either a utensil or have some receptacle there. It can't just be a flat piece of wood. Flat pieces of wood is not a kabel tumah. So you shove with a flat piece of wood, the tumah stops there as well. Okay, so either you become tumah with the sheretz, or you are tumah tumas mace, but you use something, a utensil that's not a kabel tumah. The Pella, Tysus asks, well, man, how could you use this Kremish Okana? How could you use a Kremish Okana to Shecht? piece of wood. You need a kli. Look at Taisus. Taisus gimel mara v'im taima. How can you shaft with a kremish shokana? A flat piece of wood. How about inan kli? Says Taisus. Kedemukach b'soif hataida. B'soif tam chatek. Because the pasuk says. Anyone know where this pasuk is? Vayikach es ma'achelas lishkot es benoy. Okay, that's Yitzchak. Avram Avinu took a ma'achelas to shaft his son. We derive from here that you need a kli. Why else did he take a ma'achelas? And if you need a kli for an oil, you need a kli for all carbonos. This flat piece of wood, which makes it not be makabel tumah because it's not a utensil, also disqualifies it from shkita. V'yesh lema says Tosis, the tikno lachromis v'asa kein kli. You made it into a kli. You made it into a kli. I guess it's not makabel tumah because it's still made out of wood. V'ava gav de kamel and karebi de amar perakachole enos in kli shari shal eitz. You can't make a klishari, it's out of wood. He holds that you can't make a klishari, it's out of wood. We hold you can't. There's no wooden kalim in the Beis HaMikdash. Ah, so even though I made it into a kli, you can't have wooden kalim in the Beis HaMikdash. V'shkitas kachim, lo ba'in a klishari, says Taisus. You don't need a klishari for shkitas kachim. The parakatayda, I mean, the sakim akacha kaklisharis. Okay? So, had the Gemara says, what's the other option? Either you became tamay tumas sheretz or you became tamay tumas meis, but use the kli, it's not makabal tumah. If it's not makabal tumah, how can I use it for shkita? It says Taisus, you don't need a kli for shkita. You can shak with anything, even when it comes to kachim. Ah, but you need a kli. Okay, so you made it into a kli. Ah, but you need it to be a klisharis. Says Taisus, no, you don't need to be a klisharis. If you would, you couldn't use this because a klisharis can't be made out of wood. But this, you don't need it to be. You need it to be a kli, but not a klisharis. Yeah.
What exactly is a klisharis?
One of the ministering utensils in the Beis HaMikdash, which has a unique status. It makes sense to say you don't need a klisharis for shkita. Why? What else do we know about shkita's kachim? It can be done by a zar. So why would I need a klisharis for something to be done by a czar? So many Rishonim add to Taisus, of course you don't need a klisharis for kachim. Shkita ksher bizar. Why should I need a klisharis? And Taisus has a gansa arichus about this. He brings rayas back and forth. That you don't need a klisharis for kachim. You need a kli, but not a klisharis. All right. What's the pel over here in this sugya is the following. Look at Rashi. Rashi says, again, let's go back to the Tameh Mei scenario where we started. We have a Tameh Ushechtin Kachem with a long knife. Fine. As long as he doesn't touch the Kachem, he's good. In fact, the Gemara, he became Tameh Tumas Meis, the Amanava Tumah. I came back from the officiating rabbi at the funeral. Aleva Shalom. Amanava Tumah. That makes this knife into an Avatumah. Kaskar Vareu Kecholo. The utensil that comes in contact with the tumas meis retains the same intensity. It doesn't go down. This is an avatuma. That makes the kachim into a rishon. 1 minute. Rashi already asked the question. What do I need this chayra reu kachal? Why do you got to get so lumdish, right? Sometimes you hear people give shiur. It's lumdish for no reason. What do I have to get so lumdish over here for with a chayra reu kachal? Even if you wouldn't say chayra reu kachal, I'm an avatuma. If this item, the Gemara ends up saying, we're talking about a kremesh al-kana, which is not makabel tumah at all. But even if you wouldn't, you know, as long as it's makabel tumah, we thought initially we were talking about a regular knife, it's makabel tumah. Even without the rule of chavarei kachol, it would be a rishin. And what is the kachim? A sheni. So why does the kachim have to be a rishin? With chavarei kachol, it makes the kachim into a rishin. But you don't need that, because I'm an av, this becomes an av, this becomes a rishin. Without that, even if this becomes a rishin, the kachim will be a sheni. That will still be a violation of being a tamei kachim. So says Rashi. Look at the top Rashi. Chayv areu kachol b'chol tumah shel meis haruyas l'tamei kli kagon meis v'anogebo davimia avatuma. I'm an avatuma. I came in contact with the meis. If naga behem matchos, Rashi shita is chayv areu kachol only applies if it's made out of metal. The Rambam disagrees. The Rambam holds it applies to all kalim. Over here, I say. Rashi holds it only applies to metal. That's how we paskin. It only applies to metal. That's why I say I like to think of it like conducting, right? Because metal conducts electricity. So easy way to remember it. So if not going to have matchos, maybe they're related. I don't know. I've thought about that for a long time. But if not going to have matchos, nasa kayotzebo. It becomes, it's probably because you kill people with metal, Caleb. You don't really hear people getting killed with stakes, right? Unless you're like a vampire or something. Usually metal. So, it becomes like the Tommy Mace himself. If I touch the cadaver, if the Kli touched the cadaver, the Kli would be an Avi Avos HaTuma. And if it touched the Tommy Mace, it would be an Av. Aval Rishon V'Sheni, Ein V'Tam and Kalim. V'Hai Sakin Asa Av. So this Sakin itself becomes an Av. Okay, so I'm an Av. I came in contact with the mace. I render the knife an Av, and then it makes the kachim into a Rishon. V'Hai Chav Areu Kachol HaKalo Itzterich. You don't need this whole gomdish chayvareu kachol. The balav halki nami mati mitami basar. Even without this, you can be mitami the basar. The gavra havi avatoma v'sakin rishon u'basar sheni. Says Rashi, you're right. You really didn't need this. El rabusa kama da filu rishon havi high basar. What we're doing is we're adding on. We're saying this is so bad. Meaning, what do you need your whole? Even if you didn't touch the kachim, the kachim would even be a rishon l'toma. We're just adding to the kasha, but you're right. Even without the rule of chavareu kachol, the kachim will be a sheni l'tuma, which is just as bad. But we're just, you know, we're dramatizing the kasha, and we're saying, even if you're certain you didn't touch the kachim, if you were itma b'tamei meis, the kachim themselves could be rishon l'tuma, even if you didn't touch it. But you're right, you didn't need to go that far. You could have just said a sheni l'tuma. So Rashi basically says, ein achinami, this was only coming to strengthen the question, that's why we brought in the chavareu kachol. Parenthetically over here, in this Rashi calls the mace the Avi Avos HaTuma. That doesn't appear anywhere in Mishnayos, anywhere in Chazal, that a mace is called an Avi Avos HaTuma. We teach it like that, but it's really, doesn't appear anywhere. The Rambam never mentions it, doesn't appear in one Mishnah, one Gemara, one Medrash, never says that a mace is an Avi Avos HaTuma. So that leads some to say that the mace is really not tamei at all. In fact, there's a sifrei zuta. The sifrei zuta is a version of the medrash halacha, right? And Vayikra is called the sifrei. The Varma is called the sifra. I'm sorry. And Vayikra is called the sifra, and the Varma is called the sifrei. So there's a version of the sifrei zuta, which was an obscure medrash, which was published 150 years ago. The first time out of Kisvei Yad, when it was published, it created great excitement, so that many people wrote commentaries on the Sifrei Zuta. Great Ga'inim. It's this fantastic Pilpulim on the Sifrei Zuta. One of the interesting things in the Sifrei, Rav Nachum Zemba wrote a paper on the Sifrei Zuta, and there was a whole, someone collected them all, what was his name? In a sefer called Ambua de Sifri. I forgot his last name. Yosef something or other. Anyway, all fantastic Perushim Pilpulim on the Sifrei Zuta. As it says in the Sifrei Zuta, that a mace itself is not tamei at all. Hanogea b'mace is tamei. If you touch a mace, you're tamei. But the mace is not tamei. Why should a mace be tamei? What did the mace do wrong? If you touch a mace, you're tamei. That's what it says in the Sifrei Zuta. Yeah.
Isn't it, if you're, let's say, the same area as a mace, don't you become tamei?
You become tamei because you came in contact with something which is lifeless.
Not contact.
Yeah, you interacted with it. Contact doesn't mean you touched it. I come in contact with you, it means we're sitting in the same room, right? Okay. We'll be, you know. It's a way of a manner of speaking. So it means we encountered one another. Why should that be so? Because the difference between being alive and being dead creates tuma. But the mace itself is not the source of tumah. And that's perhaps reflective in Chazal. It never says the mace is an avi avos ha-tumah. We don't have a concept like that anywhere else in Tumah Batara, this grandfather of tumahs. So it might make sense to say it's not that the mace is an avi avos ha-tumah. It's a person who touches a mace becomes his own tumah. He's an ava tumah. The mace itself is not tumah. Just it creates this like positive negative charge that makes me tumah. Since we're talking about electricity, right? Why should that be so? So I think it's the following. I don't mean to darshan, but it's very interesting. The Ishbitzer writes in the Me'ah Shiloh. That's my own explanation. But why does a person who comes in contact with a Tameh Meis, a Meis, become Tameh at all? What did the Meis do wrong? They make I die. Lachem Me'ah Vesem Shana, right? Why is it Tameh? So he says no. Because every person who comes in contact with death, Le'aleinu, has kashas in Emunah. Why this guy? Why now? Why not someone else? Why him? What a tzaddik. Shaloi Bekitso, he has questions in Emunah. It's those questions in Emunah that make you tame. That's what the Ishbitzer says. So the Ishbitzer says, it's not that the Mace is tame. Mace is not tame. There's no language of Yavos to tame ever in Shas. It's the person who comes in contact with the tame Mace is tame because he is kashas in Emunah. If that's the case, however, I tell you the following. How do you become relieved? How do you remove Tumas Mace? Paraduma. Strange way of relieving Tumas Mace is Paraduma. So Rashi says, it's Exeris HaKosav, right? And even though the Umos HaOlam will make fun of us about it, that's what Rashi says at the beginning of Parshas Chukah. Zos Chukas HaTorah, Ein Lecha Rishus Lahayer Achreha. You have no permission to think after it, to question it. Even though we're made fun of about this, we must do it anyway. Anybody ever make fun of you about Paraduma, right? Scream, you Jew who keeps Paraduma. Dumas, all of them make fun of us for Paraduma. So it sounds like a dated man. Was there ever a time in Jewish history where there was a Paraduma libel? I mean, they attack us for other things. Never heard us attacked for Paraduma. And they make fun of us about it? If anything, the Pasuk says, V'hichach ma'aschem u'vin aschem u'enei amin. They see the wisdom of Torah. Where are they making fun of about us? So it says the same here, Be'er Yosef, that's what Yosef Salant, the following beautiful explanation at the beginning of Parshas Chukas. He says, no, what they're making fun of us about is, what happens in Paraduma? Those who were Tahar become Tameh. Those who were Tameh become Tahar. What does that represent? Those who are good pass away sometimes. Those who are not live on forever. Or Tzadik V'ralo, Rasha V'tovlo. How could you believe that Ribbono Shel Olam is running the world? Look, good things happen to bad people and bad things happen to good people. And they do make fun of religion about that all the time. Ara yom hazeh. Of course the world is random. Look what happens. If there's divine providence, why are these things happening? And Paraduma comes to teach us, no, don't, you have no right to question that. Tzadik V'ralo, Rasha V'tovlo is off limits. We don't understand the justice of the Ribbono Shel Olam. And that's what Paraduma comes to reinforce. Those who are tameh become tar, those who are tar become tameh. Removes all kashas and emunah when a person sees someone pass away. Because we don't know. We don't know divine justice. And aim l'chol v'shus l'har achreel. You see, someone who's tar can become tameh. Someone who's tameh can become tar with the same action. Unintelligible to us. So that removes tumas meis. So it could be, chevro, even though Rashi is the only one, Rashi is one of the Rishonim who uses this phrase, avi avot satum. It appears in Rashi in Chumash, appears in Rashi here. No other, most of the other Rishonim don't use it. The Rambam never uses it. It never appears in Chazal. Perhaps because the mace himself is not Tomei. It's we who come in contact with the Tomei mace. And we have kashas and emunah. That's where the Tumah comes from. Interesting, mashallah. All right, we'll have to get back to the Ramban. Has a different answer than Rashi. And then we'll move on. All right. Sorry, I was a few minutes late.